In the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 19, verses from 25 to 27. Now they stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. Glory be to God. Amen. Truly it is a marvelous view that we see the Lord Jesus Christ, who was rejected from the people, from the rulers, from the leaders of the Jewish church. He praised, he stretched his hands to embrace the whole world. When I look to St. Mary and St. John and what the Lord Jesus Christ said to them, truly, the gates of hope are open towards me. While he was crucified, and we can say just couples of people were interested in him, he was interested in all mankind. At the same time, he was interested in every person in the world. When he was taking care of his mother, St. Mary, it is in fact a symbol of his love towards the whole church. The Lord, St. Mary, his mother, in fact, is a symbol of the church. We can say with St. Augustine, she was the first member of the church, and what she had received, the whole church received in the Lord Jesus Christ. When I say St. Mary became the Mother of God through the work of the Holy Spirit, and she had the Lord Jesus Christ in her womb, the Logos was incarnated and became her son. In fact, the grace of God opened the gate for every man, for every person, to accept the Lord to be in his heart, in his spirit, in his mind, through the work of the Holy Spirit. Truly she is unique, and she became above the cherubim and the seraphim, and all the heavenly hosts. But at the same time, when I am looking to St. Mary, I am looking to the church as a whole, who became the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the heavenly hosts truly are waiting for the last day in which the bride will be on the cloud with her groom, and she will truly will share him his glory. He now is beautified by the Holy Spirit. Through the work of the grace of God in St. Mary, every person truly who is or who joined or in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for this day in which he will share the glory which the Lord has prepared for him. In St. Mary I see the whole church. At the same time I see myself in her. It is the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father chose her. The Son incarnate in her womb. The Holy Spirit prepared the incarnation and the he prepared Saint Mary and sanctified her, and by him the incarnation has been fulfilled. Now, we have not to belittle ourselves. We have to look at the glory which God prepared for us and the pledge of heavenly life which we receive now in the Lord Jesus Christ. When I am looking to the Lord Jesus Christ while he was on the cross, I look to the whole mankind. According to many scholars of psychology, they said there are true problems, especially among young people. The first problem is the problem of feeling of loneliness, and the second is the feeling of inferiority. Every person from time to time suffers from these feelings. Sometimes many friends around me, many relatives are interested in me. Many persons share me my joy or my grief. But within myself, it is hard to feel that they truly share from their hearts and they can support me in my grief or even in my joy. It is the feeling of the loneliness which many suffers even while they are in parties or surrounded by many persons. When we look to the Lord Jesus Christ while he was on the cross, we ask him, do you have the same feeling that you are alone? While he was praying in Gethsemane on behalf of all mankind and as a representative of us, he said to his disciple that you left me, but I am not alone because the Father is with me. While he was on the cross, from outside we see the Lord Jesus Christ as if he was forsaken even from the Father and from men. But in fact, nothing can separate him from his Father because he is one essence with him. And he is equal with him in his essence. Nothing can separate him from his Holy Spirit because he is his own Spirit. Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, in fact, gives me the practical solution concerning suffering of loneliness. I can say even when the Word crucified me, I am not alone. I am a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing can separate me from the Lord, the head of the church. Nothing can separate me from the Father. Nothing can prevent the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. I am supported with him. I feel truly I am not alone. I am, in fact, a member of the heavenly church. I am a member also in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. I have special place in the bosom of the Father. Therefore, I never suffer of the feeling of loneliness. Never also suffer of the feeling of inferiority. Although I am crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ, perhaps I am persecuted from even those who before loved me, but I am never see in myself as if I am inferior to others, because I am truly, in the Lord Jesus Christ, I am glorified. I am waiting for the special place in the bosom of the Father. The cross, in fact, gives me the solution of all my problems. What about the feeling of Saint Mary when she looked to the cross, when she looked at her only son was crucified, and those whom he loved and sacrificed himself on their behalf, they were against him. Truly, as it is said to her, there was a sword in her heart, and she was wounded, but at the same time, as we say in the canonical hours, she was rejoicing for the salvation of all mankind. Surely she discovered, although he was suffering from outside, but he carried the sins of the whole world. On behalf of the whole world, he presented himself the divine sacrifice. He entered the hell. He destroyed it. He crushed the gates of hell. He carried those who died in hell, and he took them to the paradise. From outside, Saint Mary was in grief. From inside, she was full of joy, and she who truly accepted the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ, within her womb, she received, I can say, the participation of sharing in his love towards all men. When he said to Saint Mary, "Behold your son," I believe she accepted John as her son. She loved him as if he, I can say with Saint Augustine, as if he was Christ himself. And from this point, Saint Mary is the mother of all mankind. When she accepted Saint John from the command or the promise of her son, "Behold your son," she became the mother of the whole world, because all mankind are John, and she accepted mankind as her children. It is for Saint Mary a glory that she became the mother of those who are the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, if we return to the first Eve, we truly discover how Eve lost the meaning due to her name, Mother of Every Living, in Genesis 3, verse 20. For by her disobedience to God, she obtained only death for her children instead of life, and became the mother of the dead. Her daughter, Saint Mary, took her place when she was near her son, and she believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. She took that place of the first Eve. We can say Saint Mary became the second Eve. By her faith, by her obedience to her son, by her humility, she became through the Holy Spirit the mother of life. She offered to Adam's children the tree of life to eat and therefore to live forever. Now we are children of Saint Mary, And she accepted us in her spiritual bosom. And she nourished us by the divine milk, by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the crucified and the risen one who ascended to heaven. She asked us to drink, to eat the divine or the heavenly bread, the Lord himself. Truly, she became new Eve, the woman whom you gave me to be my helpmate, gave me to eat from the tree of life, the cross of her son. Many fathers of the church make a comparison between Eve, the first Eve, and Saint Mary as the second Eve. According to Saint Irenaeus, Saint Mary has a distinctive function in God's plan towards our salvation. She offered her free consent to God, her obedience issued through her faith. She accepted to follow the Lord Jesus Christ until the last moment of his crucifixion. Saint Irenaeus called Saint Mary Eve's advocate. She is our advocate. She prays for us. Truly, she can save us. Only the Lord Jesus Christ save us. But through love, Saint Mary, and with all the saints, but even with the whole church, we, all of us, have to pray for the salvation of mankind. We want all of us to be the second Eve. We want the whole church to be like Saint Mary. Those who departed from this world, those who are still living, all of us pray for the salvation of the whole world. All of us, we accept John as our child. We look even to the sinners, to the non-believers, as our children. We can't be full of joy unless we see the whole world accepted faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a promise from the Lord Jesus Christ to his mother. Behold your son. It is a gift to her that she became mother of all the living ones, the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. She opened the gate for us also. May we follow you, O Lord Jesus Christ, even to your cross, and accept from your mouth this promise, that our heart may be truly be very wide, and every human being finds a special place in my heart. I hope every person to save me the sweetness of the crucifixion with the Lord Jesus Christ. At the same time, he looked to the disciple and saw and said, "Behold your mother." It is a divine gift that we receive Saint Mary also as our mother. What does it mean? When he says, "Behold your mother," as if he put him in the place of Jesus. I can't imagine the joy of Saint John when he heard from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ to accept Saint Mary as his own mother. It means, may you replace me, may you accept my place. How great is your love, O Lord Jesus Christ. You want all of us to be children of Saint Mary. At the same time, you want all of us to be the members of your body, which you received from Saint Mary. I am now, through your promise, I am proud of this gift. Now I can say I am a sinner. I am very weak. I don't know where I am going. I am afraid of the last day. Through the grace of God, I will be truly glorified. Hear you, your glory, because you accepted me to be in your place. My Lord Jesus Christ, what can I say concerning this divine gift, that you accepted me to be as if in your place? For my sake, you became a man, so that I may be proud that you created me a man. For my sake, you have the body, like my body. I never despise my body. You glorify it, my soul, my mind, my body, my senses, my emotions, my will, my life here in this world. I think I can't express this gift which you granted me through your incarnation, your birth from a woman, as Saint Paul said, until you ascended to heaven. You want me to follow you all these steps and to enjoy the companionship with you and to receive from you all these gifts. When I am looking to you while you are in the Jordan River, truly I say, blessed are those who accepted to be in the font of baptism, the New Jordan River, to accept the work of your Holy Spirit through baptism, to receive the Holy Spirit through my rune, Christmation, to be truly adopted to the Father. You are the only begotten Son of the Father, and through your grace you granted us to be adopted to the Father, so that we may become children of God. How great is the work of your Holy Spirit, who granted us through baptism and through Christmation this great gift. You worked so that you may sanctify our work. You served men so that everyone truly deserves to serve you and to witness to your love. Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ. You were persecuted so that we may truly be blessed when we are persecuted, even from those whom we love. My beloved brethren, truly it is hard for me to express the gifts of God to us when we hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ while he was crucified, "Behold your mother." Thank you, our Lord, for you granted me Saint Mary to be my mother. Thank you, my Lord, for you granted me the heavenly church to be the new Eve, my mother. Thank you, O Lord Jesus Christ, for you accepted me to be with you as a member of your body. Now, my Lord Jesus Christ, I hope truly from all my heart to grant me a kind of motherhood, as you granted Saint Mary to be the mother of John the mother of mankind. You want the priests, the bishops, to be fathers full of love towards the whole world. As your minister, your servant, Saint John Chrysostom, always used to say to the priest, you are the father of the whole world. At the same time, we ask you to widen the hearts of every layman, together with the clergymen, to feel truly that their hearts are open to every person, even to the enemies, if there are enemies. I can't feel that there is an enemy among all mankind towards me. May you grant me more and more love. May you grant me to live as you lived while you became man. May you grant me not to be interested only in my salvation, but to be interested in the salvation of every human being. Even while I am crucified, I hope that I am crucified with you, so that I will truly be interested in those who surround me. Thank you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for all your gifts. Glory be to God. Amen.